Praise the Lord. Revelation tells us that John in the island of Patmos saw something spectacular. And John asked, he said, who are these? People arrayed in white, bearing palm branches. And John asked, who are these? He said, these are the ones who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And so they stand before the throne, worshiping and praising God 24/7. Worshiping and praising God 24/7. Beloved in the Lord, after this life, what we're going to do there by the grace of God is to worship. Is to worship and to praise Him. You know, so if some people find it difficult worshiping here in this transitory life, then how do you expect to worship there 24/7? And why should you worship and then go on leave? Sometimes you hear people joy. How can you worship God and go on leave? Beloved the Lord, after this life, if by the grace of God we are numbered among the angelic choirs, we go to sing and praise God. So the sub theme for this last month of the year and of UC is appropriate. Very, very, very appropriate. Praise and worship in the transformed life. Praise and worship in the transformed life. Beloved the Lord, let me read from Scripture what we'll be looking at. At least we have 3 weeks, because 24th falls on a Wednesday. So let me read what we're going to look at based on the subject, praise and worship in the transformed life. And this is a popular narrative, from Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16 to 34. So take your Bibles and let's read Acts 16 to 34. And it says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her illness by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, when the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
At once all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately, he and his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. Hallelujah. What a wonderful narrative. A wonderful narrative which talks about the power of praise and worship. The power of praise and worship. The power of praise and worship which transforms. Brings about transformation, drastic transformation. Beloved, something happened in Chicago. A man by name Horatio Spafford. This man lost everything that he had. Fire destroyed everything at Horatio Spafford owned in Chicago. So he made new plans. Spafford made new plans to move his wife and his four daughters to France by sea. On the passenger ship, he made sure the family had fellowship with Christians on board. So he made provision for him to have fellowship with Christians on board every time. Meanwhile, he planned to join them a few weeks later. But suddenly, Spafford's plans came to a fiasco when the ship carrying his loved ones was rammed by another ship and sank. His four daughters got drowned. Fortunately, the wife was saved. So the wife arrived in Wales safely 9 days later and telegraphed her husband the awful news that all four of their children had drowned. Spafford left Chicago to go and bring his wife home. As they crossed the Atlantic, the captain came and showed him the spot where his daughters got drowned. So the captain came and said, "This area, your daughters drowned this area." Quickly, Horatio Spafford took a paper and a pen and wrote these words while passing over the spot where his daughters perished. He wrote these words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, with my soul, it It is well. It is well with.
Beloved, it took great faith for Ratius Spafford to write these words. Great faith. God took the worst prison experience of his life and turned it into a prison of praise and worship. God transformed Horatius Spafford's prison of distress and hopelessness into a prison of worship, praise, and hope. I pray that at this evening meeting, the Lord will turn your sorrows into joy. I pray that the Lord will grant you his peace, his joy. So the theme is appropriate. The theme for December Anaviosi is appropriate. Praise and worship in the transformed life. Beloved, Paul and Silas found themselves in the difficult prison of oppression and suffering. In that prison, in Philippi, they experienced the great grace of God. The great grace of God. They received everything. They received everything they needed to transform a prison of pain into a prison of praise. And I would like us to examine their experience for a little while in the prison. Beloved Lord, like Paul and Silas, it may be that someone is here locked up in prison of pain. Again, I want you to see that God can take your pain and transform it into praise and worship. Into praise and worship for his glory. Not your glory, but for his glory. So let us look at some of the facts pointed out in the passage. Praise and worship. A prison. With prison as a place of misery. Praise and worship in a prison as a place of misery. Beloved the Lord, when Paul and Silas arrived in Philippi, they expected great things to happen. After all, the Lord had very clearly sent them to that city. If you read Acts 16, verse 10, Acts chapter 16 and verse 10, the Lord himself sent them there. And after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So God prepared them to go to Philippi to preach the word. God's will was further revealed when Lydia and some others came to faith in the Lord. So God worked wonders through them. So obviously, you know, they were happy that God had sent them there. As soon as the Lord started glorifying his name through Paul and Silas, the devil began his work. The devil began to work. These men were in the Lord's will, doing the Lord's work. And still, trouble came into their lives. Beloved the Lord, don't think if you are a Christian, you pray, you fast, you fight, trouble will not befall you. Don't. No. We are sure, we've been assured in Matthew 5:11. Matthew's Gospel chapter 5 verse 11 says that happy are you when people insult you. So the NIV says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. says, be happy. Rejoice. Rejoice.
Oh yes, beloved of the Lord, the two apostles found themselves in the place of misery. In Acts 16:19-21, again, they found themselves misery, in the misery of accusation. They found themselves in the misery of accusation. So Acts 16:19-21 says, when the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. They accused them. Paul and Silas were falsely accused by selfish men who cared for nothing but money. The slave girl was what was called a phaeto. A phaeto. A phaeto is a person who could give oracles to guide people about the future. And this girl was insane. Ah. She was insane. And the ancient world had a strange respect for such people because they said the gods have taken away their wits in order to put the mind of the gods into them. This slave girl had fallen into the hands of unscrupulous men who used their misfortune for their gain. Beloved, when Paul cured her of her madness, these men were not happy. They were not happy at all at the restoration to health, but were furious. They were furious that their source of revenue was gone. These men succeeded. They succeeded in having Paul and Silas arrested. Not only were they arrested, they were put in the inner prison in the stocks. Beloved of the Lord, when we talk about stocks, stocks were made of two bolts joined with iron clamps, leaving holes just big enough for the ankles. The prisoner's leg was placed across the lower board, and then the upper board was closed over them. So we are not talking about their ankles only, their feet, their hands, their necks were held in stocks. What have they done? What wrong have they done? Pursuing the Lord's work, doing God's work, and yet they found themselves in a prison dungeon. Beloved the Lord, the unfortunate thing is that nothing these men said about Paul and Silas was the truth. Nothing. All they had done was preach the gospel and set a poor, tortured soul free from bondage. They were arrested and ill-treated for doing good. They were doing their best to serve the Lord, and still trouble came. Doing their best to serve the Lord, and still trouble came. And no doubt, Scripture says, in the midst of life, we are in death. Have you ever been there before? What we're talking about, have you ever been there before? About 12 years ago, I visited this one prison. One of my colleagues, we served together. at All Saints as mass service. So I visited him at the one prison. I was in my cassock. So whilst I was coming out, then this gentleman, well dressed, an image, called me. Said, "Osofo, please come." Because I was in cassock. "Osofo, please come." So I came and he said, "Osofo, what do you preach in church?" I said, "Sir, I don't understand." "No, no, just tell me, what do you preach when you stand in the pulpit? What do you preach?" I said, "We preach Christ and Him crucified." "So are you sure? Christ and Him crucified?" "Osofo, then you have to preach well." "Osofo, some of us, we've been in this prison for 10 years. We don't know what we've done. We're just at home with our family, and they just sack us and brought us here. I'm one of those people. I've never been taken to the law court. Nothing. And I've just been here. I don't know what is happening here." "Osofo, preach well. When you stand in that pulpit, preach well. Some of us, we are here, we've just been accused falsely." Beloved Lord, I tell you, people are there. People are languishing there. They don't know what you've done. People active in the law service. People dedicated, committed in the law service. And all of a sudden, they found themselves in there. So I said, "How are you coping?" So I said, we sat down. Then I have to sit him down and then I have to do some counseling. "So how are you coping?" "So, Sofu, I said, I've been here for 10 years. I have joy in my heart." I said, "How?" "So, Sofu, thank God for those who have been coming, the prison ministry, those who have been coming to minister, to pray, to sing with us. Sofu, we draw inspiration from that. And that has kept me here. I'm trying to tie the power of praise and worship to things that we go through. You might think all is lost. There is something that you can use to turn things around in your life. Praise and worship. Praise and worship." Now, this particular incident, I witnessed it. I witnessed it as a young boy in the family house. Someone stole jewelry, and this young lady, people accused her, and the one who led the accusation, who trying to, you took it, and the young girl said, "I." And we're talking about somebody, you know, very active in the church, a prayer warrior. We're talking about, you know, a lay reader. And this girl denied this. Finally, she was taken to Canterbury, but she was bailed out. We thought that was it. We are waiting for the court to call the case, not knowing, or knowing to everyone, this young girl went into a single apartment. That's a single apartment, self-contained. So we thought maybe she's traveled. We thought she's traveled, not knowing this girl for 7 days was in that single room, fasting, praying, singing hymns, songs for the good Lord to vindicate her. I saw it. I was there. The seventh day, we didn't know, but 7 day. The woman who led in the accusation just came out. And as if, you know, the whole body was ablaze, you know, just on fire. "Hey, I will confess. I saw it, I was there. And I said, "What is that?" I will confess. And she started stripping. I will confess. I stole the jewelry. I stole the jewelry. Please forgive me. And I said, I was there. Because As soon as this woman started screaming, unknowing to everybody, this woman accused of taking jewelry came out. We were shocked and raised the hands in songs of praise. And we were like, where have she been? And it was there that we were told, that she told us, that I was accused. So I went before the juster judge. I went before the juster judge to vindicate me. So I went before the juster judge in praise and worship. Praise and worship. And that was it. Beloved the Lord, Paul is telling us, Paul and Silas, they are telling us, when you are accused falsely, and you know within yourself that you are innocent, look up. Look up to him. No, many a time what do? We hit back. We hit back. The girls will say, Ababwe lomomo, ahalomo, and then we hit back. We start cursing. We have a juster judge. Just go before him. He will judge your case for you. Praise the one we serve. He will never leave us comfortless. He will never forsake us. That's the God we serve. Another incident that I witnessed. We're talking about accusation, people who are accused. And they use song ministration, worship, and praise to vindicate themselves. Where I served in Tema, we're having this Ariba, by the way, we call it Ariba, MTN, Ariba. There were workers there, and one of the workers came in the morning, just put the phone down, and in less than 50 seconds, the phone was gone. The phone was gone. Then this gentleman, a messenger working there, again, he was accused that he took a cleaner. So he would come and clean it. He was accused. He said, oh, me? Phone? What am I going to do? I don't even know how to use it. And he was accused. Then she bring it. Again, you always have a ringleader who will lead in the accusation. Watch them, the ringleaders. Watch them. What the ringleaders? So this way, he was accused. He was put into prison, for about 2 days, and then after that, they bailed him. Again, no one knew what happened. For 1 week, this messenger, after being released from prison, never stepped foot at the workplace. We didn't know what happened. I'm saying this because, as an industrial chaplain, I used to go move from factory to factory, and then I just to pray with people. That was what I was doing in Tema as a young priest. And I did that for about 10, 12 years in Tema. So I got to know about that. One day, early morning, I went for devotion to pray with them. And then just leave. So I'll go and pray with them before they commence work. So I went and I saw these family members, about three of the family members. They said, Osofo, please, we need your help. I said, what is it? So they said, we sat down, and then we waited for the boss. The boss came, and then the family member said, we have a problem. So what is the problem? He said, this is our son. He's seriously sick. Seriously sick. And he's at the point of death. But he's asked us to call this man. So he goes to call the messenger. So I asked the messenger for what? Because I knew about the case. And I said to confess and ask for his forgiveness. I said, forgiveness for what? You can't remember. So there was a time, and he stole the, and we have to start looking for this messenger. not knowing he's going into retreat. He's only going into retreat. No, beloved, the point that I want to make now, using Paul and Silas, their experience, to tell us something. That many a time we worry ourselves over nothing. Where there is a powerhouse, where there is a solution, we worry ourselves for nothing. So we're able to get this guy. And lo and behold, he went into retreat for 7 days. Unfortunately, this boy died. He died. A young man. He died. Yes, he went. We took him to there. He went. We prayed. He conversed. He said, I've forgiven you. I've already forgiven you. But he died. Beloved the Lord, the power of praise and worship. That's what we're talking about this evening. We move on to verses 22 and 23. So we're moving steadily, looking at Acts of the Apostles chapter 16:34. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. The mystery of the arrest. The mystery of the arrest. Beloved, when the rest of the people of Philippi heard the false accusations of the men, they turned on Paul and Silas, beat them, and threw them into prison. Paul and Silas were beaten like common criminals and thrown into prison. Beloved, let us be very careful what we say about others. A lot of people have been lynched by what we call instant justice. Innocent lives. Let us be very careful what you say about others. If you are not sure, hold your peace. But you know, many a time we kill people spiritually. Things that we don't even know the facts. We don't even know that we use our to arrest people. And we have to be very careful. So Psalm 39 verse 1 will say, I said I'll take heed to my ways, that I'll offend not with my tongue. I'll keep my mouth as with a bridle, while your godly is at my side. We need to bridle our mouths. Because, you know, the way, Christians for that matter, destroy one another with this tongue that James talks about. Very dangerous. Number one killer, this tongue. Use this tongue to arrest people. Unlovely. If you don't have anything good to say about somebody, keep quiet. So we're talking about Paul and Silas. They were arrested. In the church of God, the house of God, we all know things we say about people, hey, in the house of God, a place of worship turned into a place of gossiping. You pass chichi, you sit chichi, you cough chichi, you sing chichi. No, and someone said that no, the way Christians gossip, if Christians will gossip the gospel in like manner, hey! Muslims, everybody will be converted. The way Christians gossip, if Christians will gossip the good news in like manner, everybody will be Christian. Everyone will be Christians. May God forgive us. we'll move on to verse 24. Verse 24. And verse 24 talks about the mystery of accommodation. The mystery of accommodation. Verse 24. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. And I've explained the stocks. The mystery of accommodation. Below the Lord, Paul and Silas were handed over to the jailer and were imprisoned. So that was the accommodation given to them. This prison that we're talking about was worse than what we have here in Ghana. Paul and Silas were chained amid mud, filth, and human waste. They were put in what I call the seven bees. They experienced what I call the seven bees. They were put in a dank, dark, dreary, dirty, disgusting, dangerous dungeon. The seven bees. You know, when you read the narrative, you might think that, oh, they were put into prison, that's all. But if you research deeply, that's what I'm talking about here. The accommodation that he enjoyed there. The seven bees of life, of misery. They were put in a dank, dark, dreary, dirty, disgusting, dangerous dungeon. What have they done? What wrong have they committed? They were there for no other reason but for faithful obedience service to the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved Lord, God never said this life will be easy. God never said that. Or Bible never said that. That this life we live here, we will have it all rosy. No. The Bible is very clear on that. If you read Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 17. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless. A chasing after the wind, vanity. Says Ecclesiastes 2:17. Ecclesiastes 2:23. Again, the same Ecclesiastes 2:23. All his days, his works, his pain and grief, even at night, his mind does not rest. This too is meaningless, vanity. Then Almighty Job 14 verse 1. Almighty Job 14 verse 1. Man, born of a woman, is a few days and full of trouble, misery. Then the popular verse, John 16:33. John 16:33. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace in this world. But you have trouble. So he said, you go through trying moments. But be of good courage. I have overcome the world. But be of good courage. A religion which is suffering free religion is no religion. A religion which is suffering free religion is no religion. Oh, you should have it all rosy. No, once you are in Christ, you should have it all rosy. No, once you are in Christ, you have to be. He went through. The master himself went through that. So many a time when you are going through this suffering, hold on fast to the faith. That is, hold on fast to the faith. Pray for God to encourage you to go through. You know, again, Ecclesiastes says that, no, like us, gold goes through so many refineries. Then becomes fine gold. So many a time the Lord
prunes us. As we go through trials, suffering, he prunes us.
To strengthen us in the faith. To hope and trust in him.
And that's what David, after David has gone through all these dry moments of life, he said in Psalm 46 verse 1, God is our hope and strength.
A very presence help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
Though the earth be moved, and though the hills be carried into the midst of the sea, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So Jesus told the disciples that trouble was not a possibility, but an absolute certainty. Beloved the Lord, once you have been sealed with the sign of the Holy Trinity, there are going to be some rough times along the way. There will be some hard times.
Times when trials and suffering will dominate your life. There will be times when you will do your best to serve the Lord, but you will still find yourself in a prison situation.
It will be a place of misery and suffering. Sometimes it will be worse than you can ever imagine. And we go through this. Spouses die. Your loved one, your better half, dies. And you ask yourself, where is our God? Where is my God in whom I trust? The whys of life. Then you begin to ask the whys of life. Diseases come. Out of the blue, out of diseases. Children rebel and become wayward. Marriages fail. And that's where you feel. Life hurts. I'm hurting. Lord, why am I hurting? Why are you hurting me? Lord, I've been serving you. Faithful in paying tithe. Coming to church regularly. Praying. You know it all. Why am I going through this? All my prayers, all my good deeds, I've come to naught. Beloved the Lord, we need to pray. We need to pray for Dan and Marilyn Wilson. Dan and Marilyn Wilson. I don't know whether you've heard about these two missionaries in the northern Iraq, where the ISIS are beheading people, children, beheading Christians. These two missionaries, Dan and Marilyn Wilson, they are asking brothers and sisters throughout Christendom to uphold them in prayer. Because that's where the ISIS are currently. And according to them, some of their colleague missionaries, they finished them. But what they are saying is that even if they will die for the sake of the gospel, they will die. And all that they are asking Christians all over the world is to uphold them in prayer. So you see their message, you see their requests, their prayer requests, WhatsApp, Twitter, and all over, for Christians to come together and uphold them in prayer. That's the accommodation that they're going through in ISIS, with the ISIS. We have it all rosy here. Once we have it all rosy here, let us take the opportunity and preach the word. Because we have it all rosy here. Some have been persecuted all around, but we have it all rosy by the grace of God. So let us make good out of it.
Beloved Lord, whenever we go through all these sufferings, all these pains of life, the misery of accommodation, the misery of imprisonment, let us remember the psalmist. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. Beloved the Lord, Jesus will not just stand aloof for us to go through all this without encountering him. Although we go, we shall go through this. There's light beyond the tunnel. That is a God we serve. You have the last laugh. You make a way when there seems to be no way. He will be there. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be your guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and thanks for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will surely make a way. He will surely make a way. As you go through troubles life, the storms, you might feel the storms seems insurmountable. He is there to make a way. That is the God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Again he says, in Psalm 121, 7 and 8, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. The Lord will keep watch from all, will keep watch over you. The Lord will preserve your going out, your coming in from this time forth forevermore. That is the God we serve. That is the God we serve. Beloved the Lord, never get discouraged when you go through, when you are going through life, when you are going through troublous life, no, when you are going through, never get discouraged. Hold on fast to the faith. Will your anchor hold it? Life when the billows roll on, oh, we as the shore billows roll, passing through the rock we cannot move, grounded firm and deep. That is a faith. That's a faith that we're talking about. No, our faith is so deep. Our faith is so dim. But if you know, that's an iota of faith in the Lord, things will work out for us. Things will work out for us. You know, many a time we prophesy bad things into our lives. We make ourselves so mobile.
You know, and when we're going through these trying moments of life, you know, instead of us to stand firm in the faith, instead of us to uphold him, the rock of ages, then we give up. Some run after trees and stones. Some give up.
And some think that is the green bottle that can do the trick. The green bottle will never do any trick. Some say that the Guinness power. There's no power in Guinness. There's power in the name of Jesus. All that you need to do is just hold on fast to the faith, and it shall be well with you. Just hold on fast to the faith. His word tells us that all those who trust in him will never be put to shame. All those who trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which stands forever and ever and can never be moved and shaken. That's the God we serve. And we need to take consolation, comfort, encouragement from these words. The word of God is life. The word of God encourages. The word of God refreshes. The word of God emboldens. That's where the word. And we need to hold on fast to the faith. Beloved in the Lord, we have a God. He slumbers not. We have a prayer hearing God and a prayer answering God. That is the God we serve. So when we are going through these trials, these tribulations that we see in life, you sing with the hymnist. And please stand. Through all the changes of life in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God sustain my heart and all employ. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord of. Rejoice, the Lord is King. Your Lord again adore. Mortals, give thanks and sing the triumph evermore. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice again, I say. I want you to crown him, give him the praise and the glory that he alone deserves. Crown him the Lord of hosts, give him the praise and the glory that he alone deserves. He is a mighty God. He slumbers not. Give him the glory. Just give him the glory. Praise him. Bless his name. Bless his name for what he's done in your life and will continue to do in your life. The source of life. Give him the glory. Thank God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his love. Thank God that by his grace alone, you have seen the last month, the 12th month of this year. It's just by his grace. It's not by your might. It's not by your power. It's just by his grace. Thank God. Thank God for his grace. Sheer grace. Sheer grace. Unmerited favor. Unmerited favor you have received. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his grace. Thank God that he has seen you through this year almost successfully. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Worship the King of glorious above, faithfully say, for His might, our shield and defender, the shades of grace, pavilion, His splendor, again
we're going to soak our families in the blood of the Lamb. Our children, our spouses, our parents, if they are alive, our siblings, especially those who are outside this country, we're going to soak them in the protective blood of the Lamb. Cover them with the blood of the Lamb. Pray that it shall be well with them. It shall be well with them. The blood of the Lamb. Soak them. Saturate them in the blood of the Lamb. The blood. The blood that cleanses, that purifies, that protects. Soak your family. Your family. Pray, your family, your spouses, your children, your grandchildren, your siblings, your parents, if they are alive. Especially your children who are outside this country. Bring them, soak them in the blood. Soak them in the blood. Pray that it shall be well with them. Pray. Beloved, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity. Don't let this slip by. Don't let this opportunity elude you. Pray. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? You're not here for nothing. You've heard the word. You've heard the word. Let the word of God embolden you to go boldly before the throne of grace. Pray.
Be gone, unbelief. My Savior is near, and from my relief will surely appear. By prayer, let me rest in the world powerful with Christ in the vessel.
Beloved the Lord, we know in this Yuletide period, we know what happens in this Yuletide period. The senseless accidents on our road, we just cannot comprehend. The overcrowding, which brings about all social vices. We go to pray. We go to pray. Pray that drivers, commercial and private drivers, will be covered by the blood of Christ. They will drive safely to and fro. And we pray for His Spirit to cover us, to protect us. Pray that nothing goes amiss. But the Lord will see us through this year successfully. So pray. And just ask God. Pray God. Ask God to protect our drivers. In this Yuletide period, protect our drivers. If the devil wants to drink blood on our roads, pray that the good Lord with His blood will sprinkle His blood on our roads. Sprinkle His blood on our roads. We come against any premature death. Come against any senseless accidents. We cover ourselves with the blood. 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 It shall be well. 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 It shall be well with my soul. It shall be well with my soul. We tell the risen Lord, it shall be well with my soul. Nothing will go amiss in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of the church, in the life of this country. Nothing will go amiss. We shall see this year go through successfully in His name. Prophesy. Prophesy into your life. Prophesy. Prophesy into your life. Prophesy into your life. Prophesy into your life. Prophesy good things in your life.
Oh come, Emmanuel, a ransom captive. trial. Dark months in lonely hours are here, until the Son of God appear. Oh, rejoice, 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 Emmanuel. As I come to thee, O Israel. Oh, rejoice, 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 Emmanuel. As I come to thee, O Israel. The word of God says that by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. We are going to bring before the throne of grace all sick persons known and known to us. Known and unknown to us. We're going to inject them with the blood. Pray the good Lord to touch them. Touch them with his healing hands. Those suffering from Ebola, cholera, cancer, kidney problems, diabetes, whatever, prostate cancer. Pray the good Lord, we go pray. I preach it in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray the good Lord. Pray the Holy Spirit to move. Holy Spirit, moving on. Make us like whole again. Oh, Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move. Pray, open your mouth and pray. The Spirit is moving. 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 The Spirit is passing by. Invoke the Spirit. Invoke the Spirit. Invoke the Spirit. Invoke the Spirit. Invoke the Spirit to aid you. Sick persons, not unknown to you, bring them before the throne of grace. Soak them in the blood.
Move over me. Spirit, move over me.
Go to pray for world peace. World peace. Especially all war-torn areas. Areas plagued with wars, earthquakes, famine, drought. Pray the good Lord. Pray the good Lord. He tells us in Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted among the heathen. The Lord of hosts is with us. We're going to pray for peace. Christ's peace. Christ's peace. To all water areas, not forgetting our dear country Ghana. Let us pray. Pray. Pray, the Spirit is here with us. The Lord is here with us. He is here. The Lord is here. The Lord is here.
Amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom forever. All power and might belongs to our God forever and ever. My belongs to our God forever and ever.
The concluding prayers. What is your song? What is your story tonight? What is your song? What is your story tonight? Talk to him. He's your father, he's your mother. Talk to him.
Never leave this place the same. Talk to him. Pour your heart out. Your problems, your worries, your predicaments, your frustrations. The Lord is here. Never leave without talking to him. Leave your burdens here. Leave your burdens here before the throne of grace. Leave your burdens here before the throne of grace. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. Leave your burdens here before the throne of grace. Leave your burdens here. We serve a faithful God. We serve a faithful God.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. All to Jesus, glory, honor, and praise. Majesty. Authority flow from His throne unto His throne. His soul exalt, lift up your heart, the name of Jesus, oh, magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Oh, majesty, oh, adorable majesty. Jesus will die, now glorify King of all kings.
Offer a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank God for answered prayer. Thank God for answered prayer. Thank Him for answered prayer. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for answered prayer. Thank Him for answered prayer. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for answered prayer. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless it. We thank God. We thank God. God willing, next week we continue with the subtopic, prison, a place of ministry. Prison, a place of ministry. Today's subtopic is prison, a place of misery. Next week, by the grace of God, we're going to tackle prison, a place of ministry.